Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Tuesday Woo. Vibes. It's Ebro. It's Laura. It's Rosenberg.
Oh, good morning, Laura Stiles. How
good
are you?
Good morning. How you feeling?
Let's see. What's the word for it? Oh, tired. Tired. No matter what happens, no matter how much sleep I get, pre-7 a.m., tired.
We're washed. That's it.
I don't know. I feel like there's some people that are... You know, I'm sure many listening right now who do well waking up very early.
Right.
But for me, it's been well over a decade now. And if my wake up time is pre 7 a.m., I'm still like, oh, every day.
But until 7 a.m. hits and then you're up, you're like, all right, I'm ready to go.
Yeah, after 7, I'm usually fine. But I just mean the actual wake up moment.
Yeah.
There are some people who can just kind of pop up. It's just not in me.
It's called lazy, bro.
Oh, is that it?
That's it. It's just called lazy.
I don't think that's it.
It is.
No, because I'm definitely not lazy. I'm definitely one of the hardest working people on the planet. It's just
at that moment, at that moment. You know what I'm saying? Because I think that's it's like a state of mind. You know what I'm saying? It's kind of like, and also, who wants to wake up? Like,
but that's
kind of like who. It's kind of like people who lie and say, yo, man, I really love going to the gym. Do you? Or do you like the result? Or do you like the results you get? Or do you like, you know what I'm saying?
No, but I do know people who, for whatever reason, when that like alarm clock goes off, they don't feel the same level of misery. Like, they don't. I hear what you're saying, too, though, because I feel the gym people are liars also. They're like, I just love getting on that treadmill.
Like, I'm a pop-up guy, you know what I'm saying? But I feel misery, you know what I'm saying? But I know I got to do it. I've already accepted it. So I just, that's the other thing, too, acceptance. You might still be fighting it.
Why? Why would someone still be fighting after this long?
Because you're a hardhead. You're kind of hardheaded, bro. I don't know if you know yourself. You're kind of hardheaded.
I don't know, man. Maybe I just really love sleep. So good.
I mean, listen, but you could get more. You could get more. But, like, honestly, at night, do you just go to sleep? Or do you, like, hem and haw because you want to, like, put wrestling on and watch another program and do what you want to do?
That's my point. It doesn't matter how much I get on the front end. If the wake-up time's early, I'm still miserable. You know what I'm saying? Like, because if I sleep till 9, I'm good. Even when I go to sleep at 2, if I wake up at 9, I'm like, oh, I feel great. But if I go to bed at 11 and wake up at 6, I'm like, oh, God, this isn't right. It's been like that since high school. I just feel like people shouldn't wake up at 6 a.m.
Right.
Yeah. Maybe it's upbringing, too, maybe a little bit. Like, I had a real – my mom used to wake us up real
– nasty.
It used to be real nasty. Wake up! What's wrong with y'all? Spray water in our face.
That's what it is.
You know what I mean? Like, it was like I didn't have the, like, you know how some people's moms like sit next to them and pet them on the forehead, like,
oh, yeah.
Honey, it's time to wake up. You know, we gotta get going.
Yeah, I would get the shake.
Yeah, like, I get none of that.
Yeah, like, wake up, somebody get up.
Mm. Oh, my God.
Yo, sometimes my mom, if my mom would literally be like, yo, we leaving in 10 minutes. And you'd be like, why you didn't wake me up? Yo, I'm tired of having to wake y'all up every morning.
So you've been living off broken sleep since you was born.
Yo, listen, bruh, it was nobody was doing all that nicey-nice every morning. My mom had to get to work. She had to drop us off at school. Yo, I used to have to go to school. It was still dark outside. Because where I went to school, my mom couldn't be late to work. So she would have to drop me off dumb early. I would be there. It would just be me and the janitor.
Oh, my God. So you answered it. So you were tortured as a child.
Exactly.
You were tortured.
Well, and you were baby. So it's like, you know.
I didn't get a soft pet either at all. My parents would be mad at me for being late for school, too.
But did they spray water in your face?
No, they'd yell. They wouldn't spray water.
No, my mom would, like, spray
water
in our face.
Sprayed or not?
Yo, It was a mess. It was a whole mess. Yo, listen, man, it sucks, bro. I don't know anybody that I honestly don't know anybody that likes it. I think people just accept it.
Acceptance is the key to happiness, though.
It's not happy. It's not happy.
No. But happiness in life, and if you fight acceptance, there's a certain level of misery that comes with fighting that.
Oh, got it. Is that like is that one of those like therapy quotes?
Yeah, but I mean, it was just told to me by a friend, and I messed it up. But I know that fighting things when you know, like refusing to accept things, is just a form of misery.
Got it. That's real talk.
You're all fight. You're fighting for what? What's the fight? You're losing.
Wow, this well, we're deep. Here now. This was deep, man. Good morning, everybody, man. You know what I'm saying? Sharing lessons and blessings this morning on Ebro, Laura, and Rosenberg. Y'all ready to get down with the get down? Let's get down with the get down. I mean, shenanigans on. Is it Laura versus Rosenberg again?
When you're back, no, so we
you
can do
jump back in. Yeah, go
nah,
ahead.
Man. I'm go ahead, Rosenberg.
All right, fine. Whatever you want, bro. Terrible.
All right, well, listen, guys.
I want to listen to this.
I got a prize, too.
Woo, Laura's back.
Yes, so you can win the ultimate boss dad experience, win dinner, Rich by Rick Ross VIP men's grooming kit, personal message for Father's Day from Rick Ross himself, plus everyone who wins will qualify for the grand prize of a luxury men's watch made hot by Roslyn Social and Vladdy's Diamond.
Mm. Yo, this is the Rich by Rick Ross. Like, he owns this company. Like, this is his stuff, right?
Yeah, it's like a VIP men's grooming kit, so.
Ooh, nice. Groom your beard like Ross. Rosé. All right, 60 seconds on the clock. Shawnee with the question.
We got Monique.
On the line.
Monique and Danny.
Monique, good morning.
Good morning. Good morning, everybody.
Morning.
Good morning. Danny, good morning. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. All right, here we go. Monique, who you want to rep you? Rosenberg or Laura Stiles?
Laura Stiles.
Yo, I couldn't. I didn't even finish this.
She ready.
She knows.
Damn, man.
She wakes up early, too.
Yeah. All right, 60 seconds on the clock. Danny Rosenberg's going to do his thing. Watch.
I got okay. you.
Okay. Come on,
let's
Laura.
Play Laura Never Lose It.
Right
here we go.
Okay, which number will LeBron James be wearing?
Laura.
Pete.
Six.
That is correct for the LA Lakers. Which country is credited with the creation of canola oil?
Peter.
Pete.
Canola oil.
Italy.
Incorrect.
I don't know.
Canola?
Canola
oil. Three.
Oil.
Corn. Two. One.
Mexico.
Yeah,
Mexico.
Incorrect. Canada. Canada. Canada oil is what it is.
Which rapper, oil. Oh.
Which rapper hired his wife to be Laura. His, Laura?
His manager. I'm assuming we're going to go with Snoop Dogg.
Snoop Dogg for executive role. That
tied.
Is correct.
1-1.
What instrument is used to see stars?
Laura? Telescope.
Telescope is
come
correct.
On, Rosenberg.
That was easy.
Who will Trina be battling Laura. In the... Laura.
What?
Trina will be battling...
I didn't even hear the question. Get out.
Eve and Versus.
That is correct.
Come on, Rosenberg.
What is the favorite food of the Peter. Teenage...
Laura.
Pete.
Yeah.
Pizza.
Pizza yeah, is Pete. Correct.
Oh, time's man.
Up. Laura
yo,
wins.
Pete, you was just warming up my team.
Monique.
Yo, Pete was just about to come yay. Get you, Laura.
I was coming back.
Yo, man, we might need to make this game 90 seconds. Rosenberg would have closed this, bitch.
Yeah, I need time. Or do it in the afternoon.
Late. You woke up late. You
yeah, can we do it in the afternoon? Like 5:15?
Facts.
Congrats, Monique. You're hooking
thank
up
you,
the dad
you.
In your life with the ultimate boss dad experience.
Thank
yay,
you.
Yay, Monique. Danny, we love you, man. You too, Monique. Be safe. Danny, be safe. On the way, Flashing Lights, Laura Stiles.
Coming up, Flashing Lights, I'll let you know who's hosting the BET Awards. I'll give you some more info on this on the way.
Best Awards show on TV.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Montana, DeVito, Roller Brook, Cash Cobain, Bass Swag, Doja Cat, Honey Baby, Fabio Fari, 41 Cal Rich, Jet Carter, Tata, Chef G is home, baby. Sleepy Hollow, Connie Diamond, 310 Baby, celebrity host, Ice Spice and A Boogie. Big Daddy Kane will be celebrating the life of the finisher, Mr. C.
Mr. C, step to me.
Jadakiss, EPMD, Eric B and Rakim, Method Man and Redman, Lord Tariq and Peter Guns. Yours truly, the curator, the lit digital DJ, Funk Flex on the set. Hosted by Nessa, Ebro, Peter Rosenberg, and Laura Stiles. Tickets at Ticketmaster.com. Oh, you thought we wasn't going to get it right?
He's on fire!
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
UBS Arena, hold on! Sexy Red, French Montana, DeVito, Roller Brook, Cash Cobain, Bass Swag, Doja Cat, Honey Baby, Fabio Fari, 41 Cal Rich, Jet Carter, Tata, Chef G is home, baby, Sleepy Hollow, Connie Diamond, 310 Baby, celebrity host, Ice Spice and A Boogie, Big Daddy Kane will be celebrating the life of the finisher, Mr. C.
Mr. C, step to me.
Jadakiss, EPMD, Eric B and Rakim, Method Man and Redman, Lord Tariq and Peter Guns. Yours truly, the curator, the lit digital DJ, Funk Flex on the set. Hosted by Nessa, Ebro, Peter Rosenberg, and Laura Stiles. 30th anniversary of Summer Jam. 30% off right now. This offer ends at midnight on Sunday. Tickets at Ticketmaster.com. Oh, you thought we wasn't going to get it right?
He's on fire!
97 minutes commercial free.
Non-stop hip-hop.
Coming up at 7 with Ebro in the morning. Woo! Hot 97.
Ebro Law Rosenberg, good morning. Good morning. Alright? Ladies and gentlemen, please don't forget. This is Shani, is this the most Juneteenth talk that you've ever heard in your life going on?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And remember, my daughter's birthday is on Juneteenth, so I've been paying attention for at least 20 years. And I've never heard people talking about it like this.
Last year was pretty good.
Last year was a warm-up. Last year was a warm-up because, and let's keep it real, white America started seeing what was going on with the George Floyd thing, started feeling the heat from all the activists and protests, and was like, okay, we gotta do something here, people, because definitely we look like idiots the way black people get treated in this country.
Right.
Yep. And... So it started to warm up last year.
Yeah, because people were in the streets protesting heavy this exact time last year. So it's like, well, this was just the closest thing that they could grab onto.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying?
Well, and part of me, you know me, I'm a cynic. Deep down was like, oh, y'all think that's going to calm people down that you're finally acknowledging the day that we got free from slavery.
Right.
Now you think that's going to get people to chill out.
Right.
Wrong. Wrong, because guess what? It just reminds us that we got free from bondage, but not free from anything else.
Right. And y'all was mad late. Reminded us that y'all was mad late with the one state. Like, y'all couldn't even get that together at the time.
Shani, at the time, Texas was operating as their own country, remember? Texas wanted to keep their slaves. And so, A, they didn't free the slaves, and the slaves hadn't even got word in Texas. And B, the word is that Texas had one last harvest that they wanted to get done even once the slaves got the word.
Right. So you reminding us of all that. Like, all right, G, thanks.
Nah, but listen, that's why I'm in the Juneteenth, because it forces this conversation. You can't talk about Juneteenth and just be like, yeah, we're celebrating freedom. Nah, we're celebrating freedom from slavery.
Right.
In this country.
The last state to let go. We're celebrating the last state to let go. Reluctantly.
Man.
Is it a national holiday?
No, it is not a federal holiday.
So you don't get time off work?
Well, no, in New York State you do.
Okay.
And New York City. But because it falls on a Saturday, the way it was explained to us by the assemblywoman that brought it forth, out in Queens, who's been pushing on this for a while, People get to use the holiday wherever they want to. So they can, you know, apply it to Friday. They can apply it to Monday. They can hold it until another day if they want to. But when this falls like on a weekday, it'll be, you know, state and city buildings will be closed, but not federal.
Right, right, right. So a lot of people last year were saying 4th of July is not my Independence Day. It's Juneteenth. Because that's when we were truly free. Because when they
ain't no 4th of July without slave labor, y'all. I'm going to just remind y'all of that.
And when everybody they
wasn't going to be able to buy all them weapons and things that they was able to fight the British with.
Right.
Without free slave labor that they was able to get money off.
Exactly.
So that part.
It's actually June 19th, 1865. Nothing about 1776. 1865.
Let's get into flashing lights. Laura Styles.
Laura Styles got the 411 on the flash lights. Lights.
I know you're ready for the flashing lights. And Laura Styles gonna put us on.
Real quick, we have a special surprise. We're doing something really special with the Brooklyn Nets.
That's right.
The first 97 people in line at the Barclays Center box office at noon, okay? It's at noon today. They can purchase a voucher for one ticket to the next game, the Nets game tonight, for $9.71, all right? You can get a maximum of two vouchers allowed per person. There's rules, so make sure you guys get there early. You got to have, you know, matching ID. And please note that all tickets will be located in vaccinated fan sections, so everyone that attends must be fully vaccinated, and proof of full vaccination will be required. But today, the first 97 people in line at the Barclays Center at the box office at noon can purchase a voucher for one ticket to the Nets game for $9.71.
And they're going to need you because they're down Kyrie and James Harden.
Is Kyrie officially out for game 5?
Officially out.
Oh, man. And Harden is not coming back.
Officially out for tonight.
Oh, man, it's bad. So it's bad for Brooklyn.
They need everyone.
Yeah, they need love.
Yo, Knicks fans, I see you. I see you dancing in the streets. Go. I see you.
I also see you, guys.
It's good. It's good, though. It's good.
Taraji P. Henson will be hosting the 2021 BET Awards. They're coming back to L.A., you know, after being virtual last year. So the highlight of this year's show will be Queen Latifah receiving the Lifetime Achievement Award. And the theme is Year of the Black Woman.
There you go, Dana. Taraji going to be on it. She knows the assignment. You know what I mean? Yeah, it's going to be a good time.
This is a layup for Taraji.
Right.
They needed to come back with something, you know, just get things back on the track. First year back. Where do we go? Taraji.
Something new.
Well, and also Taraji's the perfect one to get up there, and, you know, it's the year of the black woman. So she's the perfect one to get up there and get the rallying cry. You know, she's a warrior.
Scene.
So she get up there and start talking that ish, get everybody in check, like the black Uman already does.
Scene.
The BET Awards will be live on BET Sunday, June 27th at 8 p.m. That's your flashing lights report. The time is 7:07. High of 81 degrees. Alternate side parking rules are in effect.
Yo, how often do we actually get a 7:07?
Not that often.
Congratulations, you played yourself. It's coming up.
B1 New York, 97 minutes commercial free.
Yeah.
Commercial free coming up at 7 with Ebro in the morning. Hot 97.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Montana, DeVito, Roller Brooke, Cash Cobain, Bass Swag, Doja Cat, Honey Baby, Fabio Fari, 41 Cal Rich, Jet Carter, Tata, Chef G is home, baby, Sleepy Hollow, Connie Diamond, 310 Baby, Celebrity Host, Ice Spice and A Boogie, Big Daddy Kane will be celebrating the life of the finisher, Mr. C,
Mr. C, Step Swimming,
Jadakiss, EPMD, Eric B and Rakim, Method Man and Red Man, Lord Tariq and Peter Guns, yours truly, the curator, the lit digital DJ, Funk Flex
in the set. Hosted by Nessa, Ebro, Peter Rosenberg, and Laura Stiles. 30th anniversary of Summer Jam. 30% off right now. This offer ends at midnight on Sunday. Tickets at Ticketmaster.com. Oh, you thought we wasn't going to get it right?
He's on fire.
Ebro, Laura Rosenberg, good morning. Hopefully everybody's feeling blessed, feeling alive. We are together again. And if that don't make you smile, you know what I have for you.
What?
I was waiting for Shiny to hit the button. Well, now I gotta hit the button on Shiny. I don't even know what he's doing. What's going on over here?
We back, baby.
I mean, is that a what just happened? You like how that played out? That was a celebration for you?
I mean, you know, you gotta love us flaws and all. You know what I'm saying? Flaws and all.
Did you just give DJ John the button?
Who, me?
Did you give him control of the button?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. He's
hit yourself with the button.
Congratulations.
Oh, man. Yeah,
this is going to be nice.
Why? Whose idea was this? Whose idea was to let John be in control of anything other than what he's already in control of?
You know, everybody's multitasking here. You know what I'm saying? So
Griff was like, yo, John, go in there and do that?
So you just want something else.
Hit Griff with the button.
Congratulations. You played yourself.
Poor Griff.
Well, because if we sacrifice the on-air, what happens on air to do things behind the scenes, and the on air suffers, you gotta hit the button.
Right.
Congratulations, you played yourself.
And you're saying that if you give DJ John on air responsibility, then what you're giving yourself is
the button.
Wow.
See, look.
Congratulations,
the button right there.
You played yourself.
Yo, Griff, man, you listen, Griff. You can't run a play with John without properly holding his hand first.
Nothing to worry about.
You hear Griff in the background yelling at him?
No, that's why I need him. You want me to put his mic up?
No.
Not yet.
No, yo, Laura, what's on your list today?
Yeah. Well, I guess, listen, two people were hospitalized after going to Six Flags here in Jersey, Great Adventure.
Uh-oh.
And a ride malfunctioned.
I saw that.
Log rides, and then it caused two people to end up in a hospital. The log ended up tipping over.
This is
scary. But I'm trying to figure out, I can't give it to the visitors because when you go there, you expect everything to work properly. You don't expect to get hurt on the rides. So I guess I'm going to give it to Six Flags. But this is actually one of my biggest fears. You go to theme parks thinking all right, I'm going to have a great time getting tossed around. And then all of a sudden, you're going to get tossed around a bit too much until you tip over. And then you end up in the hospital.
And it happened.
That's scary. So the people ended up going to the hospital, but they said it wasn't life-threatening. So at least that.
So wait, are you giving our friends down at Six Flags the button right now?
Yeah.
Congratulations. You played yourself.
Everyone gets
Six Flags. Six Flags and all of our compadres down there, they give us free tickets all the time. It happens to everybody.
Yeah.
Everybody on this program has gotten it one way or another. It's just part of life. You're going to get out here, you're going to think you're doing the right things, and things go left, and you hear one of these.
Congratulations. You played yourself.
Rosenberg knows firsthand. I think Rosenberg has racked up the most congratulations he played his own self on this program.
Yeah, it seems probably right.
It's probable.
Yeah, I'm not arguing that. That sounds right. But I got one. Unfortunately, I don't want to give this one out, but I have to.
There we go.
I think I have to give it to Jimmy Kimmel.
What? Congratulations. You played yourself.
Because now Jimmy finds himself in the middle of a back and forth with Caitlyn Jenner because he referred to Caitlyn Jenner as Donald Trump wearing a Caitlyn Jenner wig.
Wow.
The joke was about the fact that Caitlyn Jenner is Donald Trump politically, as
inept as Donald Trump politically.
Correct. But by doing that, by even saying anything about a wig, he's now gotten himself dragged into
a... You say drag? And wig, hit yourself with the button.
Congratulations, you played yourself.
Poor word choice. A back and forth with Caitlyn Jenner about him being transphobic. Now, I don't believe he was being transphobic, but I also believe it's not really probably my call. And also,
are transphobic people or are trans people saying?
I don't
that
know.
He's being transphobic?
Because I doubt
in the comments that I saw. This is one person that said, I'm trans, and you know exactly what he meant. Like, some people were kind of just going at Caitlyn because they're disgusted by her politics. But, you know, like Rosenberg said, that's not for me to say or for Rosenberg to say. I'm just saying what I read in the comments.
Most people, I would imagine that most people in the community aren't big fans of Caitlyn Jenner, but maybe I'm wrong. Maybe they don't care about her politics being right wing and the fact that she is like Donald Trump. The better joke from Kimmel, as offensive as this also is, was that he called her Caitlyn Jenner Karkrashian.
That is out of control. Karkrashian is amazing.
Karkrashian, I mean, because in 2015, though, she was involved in a fatal collision.
That's right.
But Karkrashian, offensive as it may be, is a brilliant joke. You can't deny that.
Well, and ultimately, I think what you're pointing out, Rosenberg, is the back and forth part. Because now Kimmel, in his effort to discredit, has now tied his brand for the foreseeable future to a back and forth with an inept political candidate who's running on basically the same flimsy platform that we had a president on. And for that,
exactly.
Congratulations, you played yourself.
And you gave Caitlyn Jenner like the only ground that she could possibly stand on, which is to get into a beef with you about this issue. So he gave her a layup, you know, as something to do, and really she stands for nothing and seems like a blithering idiot. So, sorry, Jimmy.
Well, and I don't even think she wears a wig. I think that's her hair.
Well, I don't know if he was being literal because he said it's Donald Trump in a wig. We have the audio. Let's hear the audio.
Oh, man.
Welcome back to The View, Caitlyn Jenner.
Well, thank you very much. It's always a pleasure to be with all the ladies, and especially you. Whoopi, we've been friends forever.
Let's hear that noise Whoopi made one more time.
Forever.
Yeah, and that's just how the interview started. Are we sure that isn't Donald Trump in a Caitlyn Jenner wig? Because, I mean, look at this. The resemblance is uncanny. They've got all the same kind of moves. The interview was a lot of nonsense. She's just trying to get attention. Caitlyn Jenner has a better chance of being the next Batman than she does governor of California. She knows little to nothing about anything, really. And her interview this morning ended just about as gracefully as it began.
Yeah, it's a reach. It's a reach.
Super reach. But Caitlyn got the hook. She got the hook, and we're talking about it. So for all of us involved, and Jimmy, it's your fault, you get this.
Congratulations. You played yourself.
So all that big Willie talk, hop you up. Playing yourself, yeah. Playing yourself, yeah. Playing yourself.
I don't play.
Ebro in the morning with Laura Stiles and Rosenberg.
Ooh, Brooklyn Nets. And Brooklyn Nets fans, tonight is not going to be fun.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Montana, DeVito, Roller Brook, Cash Cobain, Bass Swag, Doja Cat, Honey Baby, Fabio Fari, 41 Cal Rich, Jet Carter, Tata, Chef G is home, baby, Sleepy Hollow, Connie Diamond, 310 Baby, Celebrity Host, Ice Spice and A Boogie, Big Daddy Kane will be celebrating the life of the finisher, Mr. C,
Mr. C, Step Swimming,
Jadakiss, EPMD, Eric B and Rakim, Method Man and Redman, Lord Tariq and Peter Guns, yours truly the curator, the lit digital DJ Funk Flex on the set, hosted by Nessa, Ebro, Peter Rosenberg, and Laura Stiles. 30th anniversary of Summer Jam, 30% off right now. This offer ends at midnight on Sunday. Tickets at Ticketmaster.com. Oh, you thought we wasn't going to get it right?
He's on fire!
I really worked hard over the last couple years, man. to make sure my big toe on my left foot was in order for the summer. So I could put on my flip-flops, you know what I'm saying? Be at the pool and the beach. What? My left foot, big toe, it just won't recover, man.
Did you crush it?
Nah, it's just years of abuse. My toes, football, basketball, then now cycling. And then I got one of them big toes, man, that when you cut the nail, it's like a gunshot.
Oh, my God.
Oh, it flies across the bone? Really?
Yeah, it's like, pow!
Boomerang intent.
Duck! Duck!
I hate you.
Duck!
So gross.
Yeah. So anyway, on my left foot, and my lady been making fun of me for years because it just, like, I had it back, man. I had it back. And the other week I was cycling and I hadn't trimmed the toe down correctly. And the toe hit the end of the shoe and now the whole toe's black again.
Oh my God.
Are you your black and blue? You got a ingrown now?
No, it's not an ingrown. It's just it bruises, you know, the nail bed bruises up, man. Right, and that toe was already bad. Like it's just everybody got one. If we took calls right now, you know, some people got that pinky toe. Yeah, pinky toe looked like a snossage. That pinky toe looked like a snossage.
I've never had a black toenail. It just dangling there. So painful.
Yeah, it's every other year. This toenail is, you know what I mean? And then it takes like a year for it to grow out. So the whole summer, my feet looking.
Ouch.
So many people are going to be so disappointed in your feet.
I know.
Like all the beachgoers who just got, oh, hey, there's Ebro. I hope I get to see his feet. All those people.
They're going to ruin their whole beach day, man.
Right. The whole image of me is shot.
Right.
They're like, man, I thought this guy was more together. Now look at his toe.
Twinkle toes. Flowing.
Man. I almost made it, guys. I almost made it.
Damn.
Speaking of making it, though, back on the program, back in the room. Yes.
It's DJ John.
Yo, DJ John. John has managed to go back to studio and look worse than he looked at home.
Yeah, I don't know. the angles and the cameras is still getting used to it.
What kind of camera is that you're using for this picture you're giving us here on our live stream?
There we go.
That's just a laptop?
Yeah.
That's better, John.
All right. That's a better look for you right there, baby.
I'll leave right here. Why not?
John, the word on the streets is you went down to Jamaica, and I think I saw some, like, wedding photos or something. Is it moving that fast in your personal life?
Whoa.
Oh, we're in a great space, me and my lady. We went down there for a birthday. It was a birthday week, so we went down to celebrate.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, man, had a good time. Some good relaxation.
Did not answer my question.
And we took some photos because we're like, I want to make it special for a birthday, so I did some cool things.
That's beautiful, man.
Yeah, man.
That's beautiful.
Nice romantic dinner on the beach, you know what I'm saying?
How long y'all been together now, John?
A couple months, since February.
This thing's moving. This thing's moving.
Yeah, but anyway, Rosenberg, remember, they've known each other for many, many years.
Yeah,
many, many French fries.
And that is why it's moving so fast.
That's right.
That's how it goes. When people have the history, that's when it zooms.
Yo, proud of you, John, man. She's giving you a level of confidence. You had your shirt off, jumping on the gram. You know what I'm saying?
She know I love her. I love her.
That's right. She loves you, and you feel confident. You feel loved, right, man?
Aw, John.
Yeah, man. I love her. And do you guys love me? Let me ask you that.
Clear that.
We do love you, John.
This ain't about us.
What the hell about you? What transition was that?
I just want the love, man.
You're getting it. You're getting all the love, man.
And I'm giving some more love back right now.
Man.
Summer Jam
wife
tickets. Right now.
Ooh,
baby. August 22nd, MetLife Stadium, baby. You gonna be in the building, baby. Just be calling number 9 right
Summer
now.
Jam. Wow, we back at the MetLife Stadium. It's gonna be crazy, man. MetLife Stadium in August.
Zuvi.
Man, Mount Zuvius.
It's gonna be crazy.
Mount Zuvius.
It's gonna be crazy.
It's gonna be a good time. It's gonna be a great party. You know, we bring out all the stops, man. Everybody comes together. All the artists get out there, give you a little bit. You know what I'm saying? We throw our hands in the air, waving like we just don't care. You know what I'm saying?
All that.
I'm saying.
Put on clean underwear. What's going on?
As you should.
And you could be in the building right now, courtesy of the DJ John. Now, John, when you were out, Cash One did a damn good job, man, I gotta say.
Doing what?
Making sure that he gave out the Summer Jam tickets, yeah, you know what I'm saying? Keeping it simple and clear during the game.
Mm-hmm.
You know, clear communication.
Yeah, so did I.
And a good time.
It's always a good time with me. Oh, thanks. Baby. See, it's a team.
No, we were bigging up Cash One for a second. You want all the love, but you don't want to show anybody else love.
I just say he's my team member. Team.
Not your team member.
Wait,
a team member.
Well, wow. No, you're my team member. This is the team.
Whoa.
We're on a team. Remember, you left the team a long time ago. Remember, you walked
it
out.
It always happens quick. Wow. John throws
quick. Look how quick he turned on me.
Wow.
I tried to embrace you. You're trying to leave again. You know what I'm saying?
You think because John's in a relationship, he's going to change?
No.
I thought maybe. I thought possibly.
Tick, 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 tick. Boom. That's how John does it.
Quickly. Shawnee, who's on the phone, man? It didn't take long for this to go left.
Darissa.
Darissa, good morning.
Good morning. How are you guys?
We are great. Thank you for tuning into the show, Ebro, Laura Rosenberg, and having some good time with us.
Of course.
And,
of course.
Tolerating us and DJ John. Playing for Summer Jam tickets today.
Baby.
Darissa, right. Answer this question super fast so you can be smarter than the DJ John.
All right.
Laura Stiles.
Okay. Here we go. This is for Summer Jam tickets. Can you tell us who is the host of Jimmy Kimmel Live?
Oh, this is good.
That's tough.
All right, man.
Really?
Tough
Jimmy
question.
Kimmel.
Wow.
Correct.
I'd have messed that one up.
Look at John's face. He's so mad. All right,
wow,
John.
Wow, that has to be the easiest one I've heard.
Hey, Darissa, right. Stop snitching.
Super easy.
All right. My bad. Easy.
DJ John. Which production company produced The Man Show, which was hosted by Jimmy Kimmel and Adam Carolla?
Fox.
Ooh.
Incorrect. It is Stone Stanley Entertainment.
Ooh. Oh, come on, John. Everybody knows that. Stone Stanley?
Hey, you don't know about Stone Stanley?
Wow.
Stone Stanley.
That was Producer Griff's first job.
No one. Oh, like I knew that.
You should know Producer Griff's first job. As much as he covers for you, man, you should know everything about Griff.
Hey.
You never told me that before.
Darissa, you getting Summer Jam. Summer Jam, Summer Jam, Summer Jam.
Summer Jammy after the pandemic.
That's there right. The post-pandemic Summer Jammy. You're in the building, Darissa. Shout out to your loved ones and your family.
Thank you so much. Shout out to Hoboken, where I'm from, and shout out to my classmates. We all about to be occupational therapists. You already know.
Okay.
2021. We out here.
That's dope. Darissa. Much love on all your hard work out here. Go get your money and have a good time. And we see you at the Summer Jam.
Thank you so much. I love all of you. Have a great day.
Love you too. Thank you so much. On the way. Oh, actually, let's do it now.
Let's do it.
Let's do it live.
Live.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Montana, DeVito, Roller Brook, Cash Cobain, Bass Swag, Doja Cat, Honey Baby, Fabio Fari, 41 Cal Rich, Jet Carter, Tata, Chef G is home, baby, Sleepy Hollow, Connie Diamond, 310 Baby, Celebrity Host, Ice Spice and A Boogie, Big Daddy Kane will be celebrating the life of the finisher, Mr. C,
step to me,
Jadakiss, EPMD, Eric B and Rakim, Method Man and Redman, Lord Tariq and Peter Guns, yours truly, the curator, the lit digital DJ, Funk Flex on the set, hosted by Nessa, Ebro, Peter Rosenberg, and Laura Stiles. Tickets at Ticketmaster.com. Oh, you thought we wasn't going to get it right?
He's on fire!
Let's go.
Laura Styles got the 411 on the flash lights, lights.
I know you're ready for the Laura Styles gonna put us on.
Doodle wow, this on. Is cool, guys. According to a report from the LA Times, Dr. Dre and Jimmy Iovine are opening a high school in Los Angeles. It's a public okay. high school in South LA. And they're saying it's going to be one of the most successful and sought-after institutions. So their plans have already been approved by the Los Angeles Board of Education.
Wow.
And they're set to open fall of next year. But during an interview, they were very much, you know, they were super passionate about it. And they were like, look, this is for kids who want to go out and start their own company or go work at a place like Marvel or Apple or companies like that. It's nowhere near just a music school. So right now it's being referred to as Regional High School Number 1. But this is really dope, guys.
That's amazing. It's
probably like it's the coolest amazing. High school ever.
Yeah. I can imagine the music classes.
Well, and I think that it, the way the article read, it sounded like both Jimmy and Dre were not, did not feel like public school the way it was when they went, or the way it is right now for a lot of students, which is kind of like a one-size-fits-all approach to public school, you know, because things ran by the city, state, and government. It's hard for them to make, you know, schools that are specialized. We have a few specialized schools here in New York, which are damn near impossible for a lot of black and brown students to get into, which is a whole other conversation about racism in New York City and testing. But the same thing happens across the country. And the article read as if they were trying to make school something that kids looked forward to instead right. of, you know, all of the horror stories that we hear about public schools where a lot of teachers have, you know, almost just made school a place for people who learn different, who are creative, just not a place for them. You know, there's a lot of creative people who don't do well in the one size fits all public school system.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why it was important for them. They were like, look, we don't want to do a private school. We don't want to do a charter school. We want to do a public school.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and located in South LA.
That's right.
Which is perfect because, you know, with public schools, you have to live in the zip code in order to attend. Mm-hmm. On local news, New York City will hold a ticker tape parade to celebrate healthcare staff, first responders, and all the essential workers who got the city through COVID. So Mayor Bill de Blasio just announced it. So it's going to be the first official parade hosted since the pandemic began. So it's going down on July 7th. Canyon of Heroes Parade. The route will be in downtown Manhattan. So
I love
that. It's going to be dope to celebrate all the people who kept us alive and kept the city going no matter what.
Wow.
So, well, shout out once again, shouts, love, appreciation, all the essential workers. So, do they have a list of everybody that gets a float?
Yeah, how do they
yet.
Do
I didn't see it yet. I'm pretty sure we're gonna get more info closer.
Yeah, I'm gonna tell you the most lit float is gonna be the grocery store workers float.
You think so?
The cashier float is gonna be crazy, son.
No, I don't know, man. This includes like medical people too.
Yes, yeah. The EMT workers though.
No, the nurse float. You know the nurse float. The lady who checks you in when you get to the hospital float.
Yo, the food delivery people float. Fire, they better get a float too. Damn it.
I know. Facts.
True. They held it down.
That's the food delivery float. And by the way, it needs to be sponsored by, like, they need a Grubhub float, a Uber Eats float.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? All of those spawns. They better come. They better pull up, man. Pull up.
That's your Flash and Lights Report. The time is 8:01, high of 81 degrees, sunny, and alternate side parking rules are in effect.
That one toe that ain't so good. That should be our conversation coming up. That one toe.
You want to take toe calls.
Take calls from people that talk about that one toe that they just can't pull together on their foot.
Who's the toe?
Come on, Laura, you got one toe. Which toe is it? Which one is it?
I'm not.
Which one is it, Laura?
The ladies be putting nail polish on it, so.
Ladies will put nail polish on the pinky toe and there's no toenail on it.
I've seen that, but by the way, I've seen that.
WQHT and WQHT HD1 New York. Ebro in the morning with Laura Stiles and Rosenberg.
Hot 97.
Yo, man, I told you we would get calls, man. There are people who will turn off the radio right now.
Oh, my
Absolutely. As soon as they hear us talk about toes. Ah, people in the car like, ah, come on. I'm trying to enjoy my coffee. Hey. Yo, man, it's real. It's summertime. People pulling their toes out. I went to pull my toes out, and they weren't ready for prom time. My left big toe has been a problem since high school, man. Stopping and starting basketball, the end of the shoe, just bumping toes. My toes, man, my toes.
Always a problem.
And so I thought I had got it back right, and then, you know, I did a ride the other week. And
Bike ride.
My cycling shoes. You know, you got the clip-in shoes. My toe was against the end of my shoe at one point. Bruised it up. So Carl and Lashad decided to call because everybody's got that one toe.
I mean, I don't
know. Laura don't want to talk. Everybody. Laura don't want to talk about it. She dodged the question.
I don't have a black toe. I've never had a black toenail.
Yeah.
Ladies be having like the bunions from the hills. You have a bad toe.
I'm sure you got a bad one. You got a pinky toenail?
Yes, I do have a pinky toenail. But, you know, it's been through a lot.
Let me see them feet. Put them feet on the screen, man. Let me see.
Yo, that's crazy.
Put them feet on the screen.
Laura only puts her feet on the screen if someone's doo-dooing on them, okay?
Oh, God. Here we go. Don't remind me.
Oh, that's right. You was willing to show your toes with doo-doo on it, but now a nice clean foot, you won't even put it on display? This is crazy. It's crazy talk.
I've never thought very much about toes. I feel like it's like a regular topic conversation that comes up. Like comedians love talking toes. It's like a thing. I've never really put a lot of thought into it. Mm. Is it because I've never had a major? I mean, I've had an ingrown toenail before, which hurt, and like I had to go to the doctor, and that lasted a few months. But by and large, it's not an issue that I don't think about it.
Have you ever not dated someone or was interested in someone and then saw their feet and was like, yeah, nah?
No. Like, when I saw that in Eddie Murphy Boomerang, like, it didn't resonate with me. But I've never been with anyone who had nasty feet either, so.
Yeah, I've definitely seen some people's feet that was like, yo, your toes is too long. I can't.
Too long?
Them long toes fingers that look like fingers? Yo, no, I can't.
Why? Why is that the thing? So you could be beautiful in every way, but the I just don't understand it.
I can't, man.
How much time? But it means that you're obsessed with feet. That just means like you want to suck on them. You want to be all up in them.
I'm not, and I don't even do that.
So then who cares? So then you might as well. They could have hooks on their feet. If you're not going to be all up in them anyway, why are you worried about it?
Because you see them. Because you see them.
I mean, why are you staring at them though? Like, how much time do you spend looking at bare feet?
I mean,
by the way. There are people listening right now. There are people listening right now ready to go in the bathroom. All this foot talk.
That's happening.
Yo, people are really into feet like that, right?
I think you are, though, because I don't understand the obsession.
But they don't they turn me off, but they don't turn me on. How about that?
Well, that sucks. What? I mean, that's no upside. That's terrible.
Yeah, there's no upside. Toes can turn me off, but not turn me on. Gotcha. Like, it's not like, ooh, she's got nice feet. That's it.
Right, you're just like, oh, that's fine. That's good.
But... ooh, feet is nasty. Yo, chop my.
So you mean like if someone's missing a toenail because they dropped like a dumbbell in the gym?
I could deal with a missing toenail. I think it's only long toes.
The missing
long
toenails, you're okay with.
Missing toenail, I'm fine with. Even if, you know, the pinky toe's been beat up from wearing like too many sandals and too many heels, I think I could even deal with a beat up pinky toe.
What about super short stubby toes?
Oh, yeah, I don't care. That's fine. Whatever.
What about hammer toes?
I think that's okay too. I haven't experienced that where they're like crunched up like this.
Yeah, because they wear shoes.
I haven't experienced
small.
That, but from wearing too small shoes, I haven't experienced that. But you know, anyway, my big toe is definitely a deal breaker. Mm. I'm surprised my lady still wants to be with me because my left big toe, and I got the toenails like I said earlier that go off like gunshots when you clip them.
Oh,
bah!
My lord,
what does she say?
But wait, that? So you have nasty toes, but you wouldn't want to be with somebody with nasty toes?
Yeah, I know. I know, it's a double standard.
That's the thing.
I know.
That's the whole thing.
Terrible guy.
That's the whole thing.
I know. And by the way, like I said, when I started this conversation, this is turning people off right now. There's people turning off the radio right now. Toes and feet is a polarizing conversation.
Yes.
There are people who you can't even bring it up.
Right.
Yeah.
Let's go to Darrell. Oh, she's got a foot phobia?
Yeah, she can't even, like, unless, listen, only babies, anything older than 3 or 4, she's not doing it. Don't even get the feet near her.
Right. Really?
Wow. A phobia.
What about your feet? Yeah. Is she scared of your feet?
Yo, my feet are beautiful, man.
But
yes,
not,
she is.
That's not the
she's
question.
Scared, listen, she's scared, scared of everybody's foot. Everybody, if you're over the age of 4, don't even come close to her with your feet, with your bare foot.
Wow.
Or a sock. It's not happening. It's
a
crazy.
Sock too, huh?
Yeah, no.
Even with a sock?
Even with a sock on your foot, it's not happening.
Wait, so you don't guys are never in. Like laying on the couch and you put your feet on her legs?
She would jump off the couch.
No.
Oh, it's amazing.
Crazy.
Wow.
Yo, Daryl. Let's go to Daryl. Daryl, good morning, man. What happened to your toes, man?
Hello, everyone. Good morning. Put on dumbbell on my toe, and ooh, I got it. A big black spot at the base of it, but over time it's been coming up. And also, I see you guys are coming at toes, man. It's crazy. But I do got messed up toes, though. I got a bunch of hammer toes, and I'm able to grab things like a toothbrush. If my girl drops something on the floor, I'm able to pick it up with my toes. If I'm feeling too lazy to grab it with my hands.
Wow, you're like a bald eagle.
Yeah. You ever think of Ringling Brothers?
It's a bald eagle.
Right, yeah. It's crazy. You know, but she loves it, though. I mean, it is what it is. She doesn't want to suck on them, but she likes my toes. It is what it is.
Yeah, you out here doing picking things up, you know, doing drop-offs.
Pretty much, yeah. I'm like I'm Uber Feet. Not Uber Feet, Uber Feet.
I love that. Yeah, well done. You're Uber Feet. Well done. Let's go to Chris. Funny. Chris.
Oh, my God.
What's wrong with that left pinky toe, Chris? Talk to us. It's my big toe on my left foot, man. It's a disaster this year. I thought I was going to get it back. Thought it grew out, and then I damaged it again.
Oh, you know, yeah, I get it. Congratulations, you played yourself, because I put on my flip-flops, and that black toe on my pinky toe was like, nah, we're here to stay. Nah. I have the corn on it and everything, but to give you some advice.
Corn? Oh, man.
Yeah, to give you some advice, Ebro, like, we're in the same boat, like the two small shoes playing sports, and then, you know, getting older, you're still doing stuff. For me, what my doctor told me, like, you have to take your shoes out, take your feet out of the shoes as much as possible, and have to be barefoot. Are, you know, in comfortable socks, because the pressure, there's not enough blood getting to your toenail. So as long as you can alleviate that pressure wherever you are, that helps, because the toe actually grew back, but it's still darker. But for you, like when you're sitting at dinner table or at work right now, to
pull my toes out at the dinner table, that'll go over well. All right.
No, not the toes. But you know, take your shoes off, because I'm known for taking my shoes off as soon as I sit down anywhere to let my toes relax, because I wear tight athletic socks all the time. That might help you.
Well, yeah, because the way my feet is set up too, like it's tight around the toe area, and even if the shoes like are bigger, I got that wide foot where it's always tight in there. So maybe that's the problem. Toe talk on Ebro and Laura and Rosenberg. Toe talk. Listen, man, you got to talk about it. People going through a lot of things out here with their feet. Shawna, you had a black toe. You said you had a bad toe for a long time.
Yeah, I think when I was in I don't know, late teens, we used to jump this fence and go to the pool all the time. It just same sneakers, wet feet.
Oh, so you had a fungus. That's
yeah,
different.
It was like my big toe got black.
Oh, see, you had a fungus. See, yeah. This is why people don't like toes. You had a fungus.
You can't be putting your feet in like wet sneakers and keep doing that for a long time.
You had something different.
It took a minute to go away. It's good.
I ain't got that. Rosenberg, you said you don't have no bad toes. Huh? You got good toes.
No, I feel comfortable. This is one part of my body I'm actually fine with.
Well, you are the chairman of the Lounge Olympics. You know what I'm saying? You don't put your body under a lot of duress and stress.
I take care. You know, you gotta rest. I'm ready. I'm actually ready. Like, these feet will be ready when it's time to do something.
That's right.
We just hope we don't have to do anything.
We just hope that Achilles and that hamstring and that shoulder don't fall apart. But the toes, they're ready.
Hey, listen, you saw me learn to dive this weekend. It happened. It happened.
Wait, you learned this weekend?
Yeah, I dove for the first time on Friday.
Stop the music.
It's on my gram.
Yeah, it's a big deal, bro.
I didn't see it on the Rosenberg Times.
Mm.
You dove for the first time? You're like Jay-Z.
I put up a picture of us compared us on Twitter as well. It looked a lot like the Jay-Z. I'm not going to lie to you. I'm not even going to hold you.
What you been doing all this time? I mean, Jay-Z was in the streets selling drugs and doing a bunch of shenanigans. What were you doing? Well, you were living a suburban life.
Yeah.
And you hadn't dove yet? Like, what you been doing?
It's not. I don't know if it's about, you know, being suburban. I'm not a big swimmer. I'm not a big water guy. I was never a swim team guy. I was never a, like, lake house guy. So I didn't really have, you know. But when I went to the pool, I was uncomfortable. For people who don't know how to dive, y'all feel me on this. There's something about going headfirst in the water. It's just like, no. My body was just like, no. It's self-preservation scary. Said no.
It is.
Got it. Okay.
And this Friday, past Friday, when I was in Jamaica, I just said, you know what? I got an album out, baby. Let's do something new. Tuck the head. You can do this.
Wait, this was inspired by the album Real Late by Rosenberg, available on Apple Music?
That's right. Well, I had that song Snake Eyes playing in my head. I heard Ghostface sounded so gangster.
Wait, bring that up, Cass. Bring that up.
Picture this.
Let's hear it. Let's hear it so I can picture it. Yeah. Drop the beat.
There was something that it was like, you could do this. If Ghostface could do this, you can jump in the water head first.
All right.
Listen, tell me you can picture this. Standing by the water.
In Jamaica.
In Jamaica.
Yeah. I'm not picturing it. You're not painting the picture. Yeah. What happened?
So I'm standing there. I'm at the water. I'm looking into it. I'm like, can I do this? Can I jump into this water? What's going to happen? Am I going to break my neck? And then I heard this. Pick a door.
We come and gun and don't. Oh, you heard mother effer pick a door and you just jumped.
I was like, go!
Head first.
And I'll tell you what, it was ugly. You can see it on my Instagram at Rosenberg Radio. It was ugly. It was not cute. But the second you properly dive instead of belly flopping, you know the difference. Uh-huh. You can tell
smooth.
You did it.
It feels smooth.
It felt so good. And I'll tell you what, the real bravery for me that no one even knows about was posting a shirt off video on Instagram. Mm. That was the diving, going head first was one thing. But when you've been kind of body insecure your whole life and you take off your shirt on the gram?
Wow.
Oh, that's right, Shawnee. Give me that weird wow.
This
you
is
play.
A big weekend. This is a big weekend for you.
It was a lot.
Weird
wow.
I lot, wouldn't even
man.
Put my nasty big toe on the gram. You did more than me.
Yeah.
You put that nasty physique on the gram. Shout
no
to you.
No tan, ain't seen the sun in years.
I know. In the morning with Laura Stiles and Rosenberg.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
UBS Arena, hold on! Sexy Red, French Montana, DeVito, Roller Brook, Cash Cobain, Bass Swag, Doja Cat, Honey Baby, Fabio Fari, 41 Cal Rich, Jet Carter, Tata, Chef G is home, baby, Sleepy Hollow, Connie Diamond, 310 Baby, Celebrity Host, Ice Spice and A Boogie, Big Daddy Kane will be celebrating the life of the finisher, Mr. C.
Mr. C, step swimming.
Jadakiss, EPMD, Eric B and Rakim, Method Man and Redman, Lord Tariq and Peter Guns. Yours truly, the curator, the lit digital DJ, Funk Flex on the set. Hosted by Nessa, Ebro, Peter Rosenberg, and Laura Stiles. 30th anniversary of Summer Jam. 30% off right now. This offer ends at midnight on Sunday. Tickets at Ticketmaster.com. Oh, you thought we wasn't going to get it right?
He's on fire.
Ebro, Laura Rosenberg. What's the weather happening today, Laura? What's going on?
Today is a high of 81, and it's going to be sunny and beautiful today.
Soak it up. Soak up the vibes, man. Summertime is here. Are all the kids out of school yet?
Mine's
shout out to all the graduates, class of 2021. Proper shout out to y'all, whether that's college or high school.
Word.
Proper shout out. Enjoy the time off and get ready to get focused. Because things is going to be speeding up out here crazy, right?
Facts.
Because people trying to get to this money. Rosenberg was talking about booking flights.
No.
They getting their money back they lost last year. They charging crazy for these flights right now. But that's good. By the way, that's going to be a lot of things, man. There's going to be a lot of money pumped into the economy, the infrastructure bill, whenever they get done, all these stimulus packages. They say in a couple of weeks. You know, parents are going to start getting that child tax credit kickback. That's going to start rolling in. The IRS said they're still sending out some more stimulus checks to people who are eligible. They've sent out hundreds of millions of stimulus checks already. So I say all that to say that if you are out of school and figuring out a way to get into business or get a job, or don't wait. I know some people, I'm going to take a year off and I want to, Fam, this is a once in a generation moment in this economy in America for jobs and to get in where you fit in and actually get it some money out here. So get to it. Don't hesitate. I know you've been working hard at school and mommy and daddy always woke you up nice every morning. You know, oh, wake up, honey. It's time for school. And you walked around the house with sleep in your eye. And you were like, oh, I gotta never get up and go to school. But now you're grown up. It's time to get to it. You know? Time to get out here and get it. Don't be like Rosenberg where you're still complaining about waking up to go get paid a lot of money every morning.
Facto.
Let's get to the guru.
Hey, yo, it's time for the guru, Shani Coltrane and Rosenberg. And Laura, you know you are a beautiful queen. Ebro, don't ever play yourself. You're not a guru.
TheGuruLaura@gmail.com. That's where you send us your problems, anything that's bothering you, that you feel like, gosh, I could really use some life-saving advice. You know, the gurus. Shani Coltrane burns sage, and Rosenberg leads us in breathing exercises.
Clean the energy.
Guru,
what was that?
Guru,
that's right. Forgot about that. It's been a minute. I like when I hear that West Coast Laura.
Guru,
aggressive.
It's been too long. Good morning. TheGuruLaura@gmail.com. Yes, TheGuruLaura@gmail.com. Good morning, guys. I want to start off by saying I listen to you guys every morning, and I'm a huge supporter. As a matter of fact, I love Rosenberg's Real Late album, and I can't wait for Envision Fest Miami coming up in early July.
Laura Jam.
Laura Jam back.
Laura Jam. I try my best to not receive advice from the wrong people, because they can lead you in the wrong direction. So that's why I'm coming to you guys, since you give the most honest, respectful, and genuine advice. I've been with my girlfriend for several months, but it feels like we've been together for years. Mm-hmm. We have great chemistry, a trustworthy bond. There are no insecurities in our relationship, and we're highly in love with each other.
In love, okay.
In the beginning of the relationship, I saw the age difference being a problem. Mm-hmm. She's 22. I'm 26. Okay. I know it's not that much of a gap, but her parents kind of didn't like it. Fortunate for me, that's not an issue anymore since I killed her parents. Wait, just what? Kidding. Since what? I gained her parents' trust.
Okay.
I've gained her parents' trust, and I proved to them how much I love their daughter. But now, here's the issue. Her parents have decided to move out of the state. Mm-hmm. The reason it's an issue is because they won't leave her here alone or with me, so they're taking her with them.
Wow.
And she's actually excited to leave all the baggage behind and move on with a better life, but cries herself to sleep some nights about leaving me. So she wants me to go. Yet, I would have to start a new life as well. I have my entire family here in Jersey. I have my mother that unfortunately has health issues, my brother with autism, and the rest of my friends and family. I feel like I'd be betraying them if I pursued love and followed my heart. Then again, I love this girl so much. She's amazing, unique, drop-dead gorgeous, and I don't think I'll find anybody like her. Mm. It's even harder to make that decision because I'm on short notice and I'd have to find my own apartment / house, new job, etc. So I've gone to my friends for advice and they tell me I'm bugging. But then others have told me to go, which brings me here today. What should I do, guys? This is such an overwhelming situation I'm in the middle of. So, Rosenberg, I love you, dog. Make this easy for me. Laura, don't feel left out. You're my homegirl, too. Much love.
Should I stay or should I go?
So should said, I stay or should I go?
I do think this is actually easy.
Yeah.
This has been months. Y'all love each other. It's been months. That's great. Mm-hmm. Okay, so let's try this long distance thing for a little while and let this thing continue to grow. And if y'all are up for the task of continuing this relationship, then you can make a decision. But if it's going to fall apart the second you guys are away for a little bit, it probably wasn't going to last that long anyway, if I'm being real with you guys.
Yeah, I mean, it's less than a year. It sounds nice and all of that lovey-dovey stuff, but she wants to go. She's prioritizing her thing. She's telling you, like, look, you could come along if you like. I'd love for you to come, too.
But if not, I'm still going.
But if not, right. I'm going. Why right. don't you just come where I'm at? Nah, I think, you know, I'm going to stay here and handle my brother who's, what, autistic?
Yep.
Yeah.
And family, you got your own responsibilities. You know what I'm saying?
Not for nothing, guys. I know he's, like, aging, nothing but a number, blah, blah, blah. She's 22.
She's right. 22.
She wants to experience life.
Her family's dictating her whole entire life because they're moving.
Right.
Come on.
She's not.
She really wanted to stay. She would be able to stay. She's 22.
Yeah.
Yes. So I like P's thing. Like, try the long distance for a little bit and then see if it's indeed something that you both want to put energy into.
Mm-hmm.
And if you feel like after a year, like, yo, let's take it a step further, then you can make the decision. But you guys have to at least try the long distance thing. You shouldn't be pushed and rushed.
If it's real.
She's 22.
She's 22.
It's really young.
If you love them, let them go.
Let it go.
Meant to
Cass
be,
hit that tone.
They'll come back.
That's what I'm talking about. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes you just gotta let it go, bro.
It's not technically a TKO, though.
Nah, but it's, you know, I think I'm gonna
let
it go.
It's not a technical knockout, but it could be.
Yeah, but just try it. Try the long distance thing, and if it's strong, then you can make a decision.
No, the TKO would be just like boxing. If you lean in too close, you might catch that uppercut and go down. And that's what moving would be. You might be setting yourself up for a big love TKO.
Right.
Stuck in the middle of God knows where after it didn't work out because you realized you were dating someone who's so young that just because her parents decided they're moving, she's moving too. You're basically with a teenager, my guy.
Right. She's still under her parents' government. She's not making her own decisions.
Like, there are 22-year-olds like Laura who had already moved across the country, started their own life, and were working. And that's a very different 22 than this, who's with her parents just kind of moving along. You want to give this time, my guy.
Yeah,
that's
let her go.
Give it time. So say los gurus.
Ebro in the morning with Laura Stiles and Rosenberg.
Strength, no weakness. No new weakness.
How old was that dude?
26.
Yeah. So he's young too.
Yeah. You know. Great advice from the gurus, man.
I think so.
It was great advice.
Yeah, you know.
It's hate to break it to you. That long distance thing don't really work out too well.
Yeah, this thing is over, lah.
That's how I said. I think let it go. It
for how long? How long?
My friend did long distance for 2 years and then got married.
Yeah, it's not. If it's real, it's not that bad. And where's she moving? Real. He didn't even say where she was moving.
I was going to ask that too.
It could be 2 hours away. It could be.
She's moving from Brooklyn to the Bronx, and you know people in Brooklyn they don't like going to the Bronx. Yo, on the way, flashing lights. Laura Stiles, what's popping?
Coming up in a flashing lights, I have some info on Drake's new album. We'll talk about it coming up.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Montana, DeVito, Roller Brook, Cash Cobain, Bass Swag, Doja Cat, Honey Baby, Fabio Fari, 41 Cal Rich, Jet Carter, Tata, Chef G is home, baby, Sleepy Hollow, Connie Diamond, 310 Baby, Celebrity Host, Ice Spice and A Boogie, Big Daddy Kane will be celebrating the life of the finisher, Mr. C,
Step Swimming,
Jadakiss, EPMD, Eric B and Rakim, Method Man and Redman, Lord Tariq and Peter Guns, yours truly the curator, the lit digital DJ Funk Flex on the set, hosted by Nessa, Ebro, Peter Rosenberg, and Laura Stiles. 30th anniversary of Summer Jam, 30% off right now. This offer ends at midnight on Sunday. Tickets at Ticketmaster.com. Oh, you thought we wasn't going to get it right?
He's on fire.
She ain't you, Laura. You the best. You're the queen. Now, Laura, did you see this Day in Vegas festival they announced yesterday?
I did. You know, I never heard of the Day in Vegas festival.
I think they've only done like one or two other years, right?
It would be one, maybe one other one. It's pretty new. And okay. It's all hip hop. I don't remember this at all, honestly.
But it's
I thought Cole did it last time or something. But at any rate, Kendrick Lamar is on it.
Yes. Yeah.
Travis Scott. And who's the other one?
Tyler, the Creator.
And Tyler. So I know Tyler's cooking up a new album. I love Tyler, Creator's last album. Last two albums, actually.
Me too.
Yeah.
Tyler, man, turning into one of the greats in the game. Kendrick Lamar, we already have established. Everybody knows what that is. But that means that if this is in November, I believe.
It is.
That means sometime before that moment, he's dropping an album.
Tyler or Kendrick or both?
Well, Tyler, I know for sure, is dropping an album soon because he's been promoting little.
Yeah, he put up a video promo yesterday.
Yeah. But Kendrick. Kendrick's going to do a festival without new music?
I think it actually said on it. Performing songs from Section 80 to Damn. I think it said that on the thing.
Really? So it is some classics.
Or they're doing that as a decoy for people like you.
Right. I think it's a decoy. I'm sure they're like, we don't want some of those joints, but you know something's bubbling.
Another interesting thing happening right now before we get to the flashing lights is this Migos album.
It's out Friday?
No, it came out last week.
Came out last week.
Friday. Right.
Last Friday. Yo, these dudes, man.
Yeah.
Yo, man.
Yeah.
This was a pivotal moment in the Migos journey. A third album, more solid than the other ones, in my opinion. Musically on point and rapping ability even better. Like they're continuing to get better. And I encourage y'all to go check out this album.
I'm going to listen to this.
Because also, too, remember, Migos is a group that me as an old head, I was listening to them like, yo, what's happening here? What are they saying? There's an interview on Hot 97 YouTube where first time I sat down with them, I was like, yo, what are y'all saying? I don't understand what the words that are coming out of your mouth.
And now they're literally veterans, and they're practically old compared to the new cats now. Not just in terms of age, but in terms of how they approach rap.
Right.
Well, and their time in there was a lot of pressure. Remember, people thought that they were going through things internally, mm-hmm. and they're better at. They've continued to get better, and you could tell they care about being dope. Like, not it's not just a hustle anymore. Like, we want to be dope in this hip hop thing.
Yeah, I'm gonna sit with it today, because they really are. It is an important spot for them. Because if this album, like, if it was really not good and people didn't like it, it might be like, they've kind of aged out of this thing. They're not there anymore. It is an important album. So you're giving it a strong review. You liked it?
Yes. I enjoyed it. I enjoyed listening to the album. Look, I think there's definitely me as someone who's loved hip-hop for a long time and listened to a lot of it. Can they get better in some areas? For sure. Can they challenge themselves more? For sure. But it looks like they're trying to do that with the music that they're choosing and the way they're going about making records. You know, Cash One, did you spend time with this Migos album?
All weekend. It is fire.
Really?
They're all rapping. And actually, Takeoff just went to a whole other level.
Yo, I've been telling y'all Takeoff was the best one.
He took off.
Takeoff took off on this album, man. So it's pretty. It's a pretty good listen, Rosenberg. You'd enjoy it.
All right, I'm gonna sit with that today.
Let's get into flashing lights. Laura Styles.
Laura Styles got the 411 on the flashing lights. Lights.
Are you ready for the flashing lights? And Laura Styles gonna put us on.
I don't know if you guys peeped, but on Saturday Drake made a guest appearance. I saw it on URL TV at the Ultimate.
Smrrat.
Yep, battle rap event, and he actually put down $50,000 for the winner. He was there to support.
This is his second time, I think, showing up. He's been a big supporter of URL. Smack! Yo, shout to Smack.
During an interview that they did during the event, he basically alleged that Certified Lover Boy was coming before the summer. So it's coming.
I saw this clip, Laura.
Before the end of the summer.
He was sitting there chopping it up with I don't know who the other hosts were, but sorry, I don't know your names, but shout to y'all. And yeah, someone was asking him about, you know, battling Murder Mooks. Or was it, Sue Surf was sitting there, but they was talking about him battling Murder Mook, I think. And he was like, talking about coming back to the URL and, you know, et cetera, et cetera. He was like, nah, when is the next one? Oh, yeah, nah, my album will be out before that. So, yeah, it could probably happen.
I have a feeling it's coming soon.
Okay, Drizzy, let's go. Certified Lover Boy. Let's be clear. Wasn't it supposed to? Original release date was like January or February of this year,
yeah.
And then we got this Scary Hours 2 stuff, which is fire, and he had hits on that, which is four joints, and then the Certified Lover Boy moment. You know, they've been he's either been back in the studio recalibrating it, or you know, trying to figure out the right opportunity to drop it. You know, the quarantine kind of messed it up for some of these artists. So a lot of artists are dropping now because people are back outside moving around. You know, every other week you hear about, you know, somebody at King of Diamonds in Miami, or, you know, somebody dropping an album, doing shows. These festivals are rolling out. They're selling concert tickets for next year. Didn't Made in America just announce Justin Bieber at the 10-year anniversary of Made in America yesterday?
Yeah.
Rosenberg, if Certified Lover Boy is amazing, will you shave a heart into your hair?
He doesn't have any hair.
To the side.
If certified,
if
I cannot deny that Certified Lover Boy is a classic, like it's going to be a classic. I think it's the best body of work Drake's ever
Wait
made.
Wait a second.
Nah, you just raised the bar.
Listen, this. I'm not playing games. But if I if it's literally Laura, like we can't deny it on this show, we're like this album's undeniable.
Okay.
How many people have to say it's undeniable on this show? I need some real parameters.
Three of us have to, just the three of us. We have to come to a consensus.
Only these three.
Correct. But that means I have to too, and I won't lie.
Shani will never fix his lips.
Right.
To say
and
this
Cast will Drake and Cast will troll me. Cass will want the heart in my hair. He'll just call it a classic. So just the three of us. These are the only three that I trust for this. I will get. We have to find where I have the most hair to do it. I think here.
Do it on your beard.
Get a heart.
Grow a beard and do it on your beard.
Nah, my beard's not strong enough. I think I got to go right on the side of my head.
On the side.
Like,
or in the back.
Yeah, that'll work.
I will do it, Laura. I will put a heart in my head if it's a certifiable classic.
Oh, my goodness.
But now this takes time. You know, when you say certifiable classic, when you use those words, is it just, and you're just saying in music, because there's odds are with a title like Certified Lover Boy, it could be an R&B album, right? Like, it doesn't have to be.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. I'm not going to put it as a rap classic. It just has to be like
a Drake classic.
Yes. Oh, man, this is.
That's the framework. A Drake classic.
But the highest level. I want it to be the highest level.
Oh, here we go.
Because I don't think Drake has a true classic yet. Okay. I want this to rise above.
All right. And guys, and don't forget tonight, the first 97 people in line at the Barclays Center box office. Now, this is at noon, okay? They can purchase a voucher for one ticket to the Nets game tonight for $9.71.
So you can buy up to two
vouchers per person, okay? And remember, this all the seats are located in the vaccinated fan section, so you must be fully vaccinated and show proof. But today, noon, Barclays Center box office. 97
they need you.
People.
Yo,
they listen.
They need you.
Go.
Kevin Durant and the Nets tonight. This game is going to be so hard for them to win in Brooklyn. Do you see a sliver of hope here, Rosenberg?
Yeah, sure, there's a sliver of hope. If KD goes off and if Joe Harris plays better than he's been playing, they got a chance. And listen, if all else
Bucks
fails...
That Bucks defense, they've been locking it down.
They have been. Well, listen, if all else fails, Ebro, and the Nets aren't playing well, KD could always get his security guard to check in, you know, pass him the rock.
Smack PJ.
See what happens. Now, they got a shot. It's going to be hard, though, and it's going to be really hard if they lose tonight. Like, they have to win tonight. They cannot go back to Milwaukee potentially without Harden and Irving down 3-2. No. Got to win tonight.
It's a flashing light board. time is 9 a.m., a high of 81 degrees. Alternate side parking will join effect.
Yo, Katie, get your security guard to run out in the middle of the floor. The whole Barclays breaks into chaos and bedlam. They have to suspend the game. They can't even finish the game, which then delays it a few days, and hopefully Kyrie and Harden could come back. And so the game is like an incomplete.
But then what if Durant gets suspended for that? And congratulations.
Yeah, but it's not his fault, though. It's not his fault. He didn't do it. Nah, not so much. Not gonna work.
Ebro in the morning.
Wake up.
With Laura Stiles and Rosenberg, Hot 97.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
UBS Arena. Hold on! Sexy Red, French Montana, DeVito, Roller Brook, Cash Cobain, Bass Swag, Doja Cat, Honey Baby, Fabio Fari, 41 Cal Rich, Jet Carter, Tata, Chef G is home, baby, Sleepy Hollow, Connie Diamond, 310 Baby, Celebrity Host, Ice Spice and A Boogie, Big Daddy Kane will be celebrating the life of the finisher, Mr. C.
Mr. C, Step Swimming,
Jadakiss, EPMD, Eric B and Rakim, Method Man and Redman, Lord Yours truly, the curator, the lit digital DJ, Funk Flex on the set. Hosted by Nessa, Ebro, Peter Rosenberg, and Laura Stiles. 30th anniversary of Summer Jam. 30% off right now. This offer ends.